First of all, let me say to y'all, I am not a speaker. But I do love God, and He is in my life. He has given me so much. And it's all sitting in this church. Y'all can look at each other. I see God in your eyes, in your faces. God is good all the time. I came to know God when I was quite young, probably 7 or 8. My mother and father took me to church from the time I was born. We went to Cape Fear Presbyterian Church, and I learned how to sing in a booster band. I learned how to quote Bible verses. And then when I was 8, I wanted to become a missionary. But it wasn't meant for me to do that. God had other plans for me. He had plans for me to marry a young man named Troy Jackson, and He put me here for a reason, and that was to show love and compassion to people all around us, no matter what nationality, no matter what color, no matter what they did or where they walked. My husband taught me a lot about God, that God is love. As a youngster, I thought that God was a punishing God, and He was sitting up there on the throne with this long white beard, and He was saying, okay, Jenny, don't you do that, don't you do that. But I found out probably in 1962 that God doesn't work that way. God is a God of love. And there's a Bible verse I use a lot. It says, when I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. And it calms me down. And I have so much to be thankful for. God has given me so much. He's given me Jesus Christ, who died for me, died for you likewise. He's given me a good life, not a rich life, but I feel like I'm richer than most because God is in my life. And there's people who walk among us that does not know God. I have a beautiful daughter God gave to me, and a beautiful friend God gave to me. And you see these lights here. That one over there I call Troy, and this one over here I call Bruce because they shine so bright. Because Troy meant so much to me, and Bruce meant so much to Kim. I have 2 grandsons that are, I adore, and a son and a daughter, and the most wonderful son-in-law. If any of you don't know him, come to our house and meet him. He's wonderful. And the things that he grows, you can look in his backyard and see God there, the peace, to see the birds that fly and the things that God gives us without any charge. And God gives us hope. God gives us love. And, you know, Ray told me not to be nervous. And now he made me nervous. But I would like to say to you that God is in this church. I see him every day. We have so much to be thankful for. And I rode with her to the Emmaus Walk last Sunday. And it was really a wonderful ride, even if I did make her sick. And Saturday night, I went to the Emmaus Walk. And by the way, if y'all get a chance to go and you haven't been, go. It's a wonderful 72 hours you will never forget. I went with this handsome young man. And he even took me to dinner. And that was William Earle. He is a sweetheart. But God is good. And I think that God wants us to share our love with whoever. It doesn't matter if it's a homeless person who comes and walks off the street. We're supposed to love that person, or that guy that's down on drugs, or that guy that is an alcoholic or whatever their problems may be. Let us meet them like God meets us with all the love we can share. Thank you.